Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Sports with Carney featuring Nick Hederick. In case you can't tell, there's no music today. We're having a little bit of technical issues. You know, again, preseason form still. Still in preseason form, but, you know, it doesn't mean we can't have a show. It doesn't mean we can't have a podcast. It doesn't mean we can't do any of this. We're like to just welcome everybody back to our second episode of season 5 of Sports with Carney. Nick Hederick joining me. Nick, second episode on the show, buddy. How's it going?
You know, I was really worried you were not going to show up talking about preseason form. You show up 20 minutes late. I'd just like to know what would happen if the roles were reversed in that scenario.
More like 40 minutes late, actually.
But but, you know, I'm glad to be here. I was excited for this today. Had a lot of fun last week. You know, I'm glad to see we're unconventional kind of show this week. We don't have a rundown in front of us or anything, but we'll have a good time. And Malik's here. You're here. I don't know how we couldn't have fun today. Good episode ahead, I think.
Yes, Malik is here. We're going to start right out of the gate with our quiz show. It's not as good without the music, but we're going to try it anyway. So, Malik, what is our topic for this week?
Guys, I shot for the moon for the topic this week. The topic is fantasy football.
Hold on, Malik. You re-say that. I had the wrong mic for you.
I shot for the moon this week. The topic is fantasy football.
Ooh. Ooh. All right.
Okay.
All right. So who's going first?
Well, I won last week, so I'll go first.
Yeah, I also went first last week, I'm pretty sure.
All right. Question one. What year was fantasy football introduced?
I know fantasy baseball was the first fantasy sport. Right. But I don't know when fantasy football was introduced. I don't know. 1996?
Nope.
Had to have been later because of the internet. Dang it.
I feel like football started. Oh boy, I know this too, but I don't know it well enough to where I'm gonna remember it. I'm just gonna have to take a guess. I'm gonna say 88.
The answer: 1962.
Oh
wow!
Geez.
Oh, way before.
I thought
the
baseball started a really long time ago, but I thought football caught on.
I knew
kind of
baseball was
to,
baseball was first. I know that,
yeah,
but
baseball. Well, baseball was the most popular still too up until a couple years ago.
Fun fact, question that didn't make it into the cut this week. Golf was the sport that came before fantasy football. The guy that created fantasy football based it off of fantasy golf.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, Malik with the fun facts.
Oh, don't expect these. Don't expect these. This is
preseason Malik.
Yeah, preseason Malik. Definitely preseason Malik. All right, Nick Hederick, question two. Who is the highest-rated fantasy football player of 2018, according to ESPN?
Patrick Mahomes.
No.
No. Oh.
2018 says last year?
Yeah. Correct.
It's Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley. That's it.
Come on, you put a quarterback number one? What?
I thought because of his touchdown total.
All right.
I was.
Logan Carney, again. What quarterback was rated highest last year?
Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Rated the highest? Would that mean scored the most points?
I don't actually know what that means. I've never played fantasy football.
It's not Mahomes. It would have to be. It would have to be probably. I would say Drew Brees.
That's who I was thinking.
Nope.
Too.
Aaron Rodgers.
Didn't he not play? So wasn't he hurt towards the end of the year?
I thought so.
How did that happen? Was it like average by week?
We need to define what that.
You need to figure out what you mean by that. You need to figure out how you got that question and where that is, because he was definitely hurt last year for a significant portion of the year. I'm pretty sure, right?
Maybe it was before the season started. Highest rated before the season.
Oh, that would have been nice to know.
Do you mean highest rated like ever or 2018?
2018.
Okay, because I knew he was like. Probably highest. I don't know where I was going with that, but.
Wow. All
right. Well,
this isn't. Now we're at midseason, Malik. Boy. Yeah, he played 4 games last year.
So it was before the season started?
No, that's 2019. Sorry. I don't know why I looked at that. He hasn't played 4 games in 2019 still, though. But you know what I'm saying. He played. Hold on, right here. He played. Oh, did he play in every game? I thought he got hurt. Oh. I guess he did play in every game. He got hurt. Oh, he didn't play.
Week 1, he got hurt against the Bears, I remember. Then he came out later.
And he only threw 5 passes in the last week against Detroit. I thought he was hurt a lot more last year.
Game started.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, because they had a bad record, so I just assumed they didn't do well.
He only threw two interceptions and 25 touchdowns. So maybe he was. All right, Malik, you got us there. Ooh, I could have sworn he was.
No, that good. Was the year before when Nick Hundley and that came.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah.
That was the year before.
You're right. You're right. All right. Malik, what's the next question?
Nick, who's the highest fantasy scoring player since 1995?
I believe that's LaDainian Tomlinson.
No.
Is this 1 year?
I thought you meant 1 year.
No, since he's highest scoring fantasy scoring player since 1995.
Oh, I thought
in
you meant
in one season or like career?
Career? He doesn't play anymore.
I thought you meant one season.
Well, I thought LT got passed too.
Right. No, because I know LT had the highest season ever. That's what I thought you were talking about. That's
I thought he got passed by Bell.
Or I thought maybe. Yeah, I can't remember.
The year Bell had 2,000 total yards and a bunch of touchdowns.
He might have, yeah.
Trying to think. Who was consistent? It's got to be a wide receiver or running back. I'm thinking wide receivers. I'm thinking Calvin Johnson, but I don't know if I want to go with him. Because he didn't play that long. It's got to be a wide receiver or running back, but who? Is it since 95?
Yes.
This is tough. This is a tough one. I don't know. Calvin Johnson.
Nope. Marshall Faulk. Marshall Faulk, St. Louis.
Rams, yeah. We know. We know.
I don't.
We know who Marshall is.
I don't. All right, well, welcome to the list. This really is weird without music.
I know, right? It's so weird without music.
All right, well, going into the list question, Logan Kearney leads 1-0.
Nah, typical.
If he wasn't in preseason form, and I could have better understood the questions.
Oh, you've got a long semester.
And
Nick
if I wasn't an idiot and tried to guess a quarterback scored the most points, I've played fantasy football for 6 years. I am embarrassed that was my answer. I was really excited. I thought I knew it, and I didn't even think. Sorry to all my fans.
All right. Well, this question: name the top 10 points per reception rankings for the 2018 season. Nick Hedrick's face seems like that's a hard question.
So I'll start. Todd Gurley, number one, obviously.
Todd Gurley is one.
So can you repeat that question?
Name the top 10 players.
PPR.
PPR
rankings.
Yeah, PPR.
For 2018. I think this is preseason.
Wait, this was preseason?
Preseason.
Before the season started, yeah, I think.
Michael Thomas?
Yes.
Preseason? Okay, this is what I'm going to guess that will determine if it's preseason or not, because you don't sound like you're sure that it's preseason.
I'm like 95% sure.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell is on the list.
Okay, so it is preseason then.
Preseason. Then Antonio Brown must have been on there too.
Antonio Brown is also on the list.
I'm still beating you by one. Let's see, that's 4 of the 10, right?
Yep.
Preseason. Preseason top 10 PPR. Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon, not on the list.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham Jr., on the list.
Is Julio Jones on the list?
Julio Jones is not on the list.
Oh, there's a chance to take the lead.
I'm gonna squander perhaps this opportunity because I remember him being in the top 10 for my draft.
Patrick Mahomes.
But because he was a rookie, I'm not sure. I'm going to say Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley is on the list.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Ezekiel Elliott also on the list.
That was the last one I had right off the top of my head. Now I got to think.
There are 1, 2, 3 left.
Not Patrick Mahomes. Ah, boy, who went top 10 in my draft last?
What's the score?
We're tied, I think.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 Logan. 1, 2, 3, 4 Nick Hedrick.
Oh, so I'm up by one still.
No, you guys are tied.
Oh,
the world. That's right. Yeah.
Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara is one of them.
Thinking Tyreek Hill, but I don't know if I want to say Tyreek Hill. But I can't think of. I mean, you know, it's a running back or a wide receiver. It's not Gronk. Gronk can't have been top 10 PPR.
He might have been top 20, but I doubt Gronk was top 10.
Yeah, so it's got to be a wide receiver, and it's got to be a wide receiver or a running back. I'm trying to think. Melvin Gordon not being there is crazy because he was a touchdown machine even those couple years. I completely –
I have two guesses left, but they're both guesses.
David Johnson was coming off an injury. Wow, this is tough. David Johnson.
David Johnson is on the list.
Yes! So whoever gets this last one wins, Nick.
David Johnson. Kareem Hunt.
No.
Damn it. Shoot.
Great. Great. I think you can say that on the radio, though, right?
What, great?
Okay, yes.
Hey, after last week, I don't want to hear about that.
That's true. That is true. I did say the F word last week.
I have another guess, too, but I don't know if it's going to go back to me.
All right, so could be Christian McCaffrey. Could be the running back from the Jaguars. What's his name?
Fournette.
Could be Fournette. Could be Tyreek Hill. Could possibly be what's his name from the Chargers, wide receiver. Whose number? What number is it? What number are we missing?
I didn't record the numbers.
Oh, great. Good, that helps. Good.
Logan trying to get panhandling from the host here. Not going to work out.
I feel like it could be a quarterback. Like if it's the bottom of the top 10, but I doubt it. Who do I want to go with? I'm going to go with Christian McCaffrey.
Nope. Are we going to go on strikes now? Are we going to do three strikes?
I think that was my three strikes.
Was it? Oh, okay.
Did you record them?
Well, I guess Logan's at three, and I guess that would put you at two.
Oh, boy.
But, like, also, this you guys are tied right now. And
yeah.
We can just keep going until one of us gets it.
I think. Oh, okay.
Or coin flip. I don't have a coin, though.
Ah, oh, boy. McCaffrey was my other guess. But as we found out, that wasn't it. So I don't know why you were looking at me like you were worried I was going to say it again, Mike.
Nick Hedrick, I don't think you understand how little I know
who it
questions.
Is. I know who it is. I know who it is. I know 100% who it is. I know who it is. I know who it is.
Really? I didn't hear
you
the
first
16 times.
I can't believe I didn't think of this guy. I know who it is.
Oh, boy. Let me run down the...
I know who it is. I know it.
AJ Green?
No.
DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins is it.
Oh, and Logan wins at the end for the second
week
in a row.
I would like to call... he had three strikes. He had three strikes. Last week, we didn't go back and forth because I had three strikes. That is a tainted victory.
All right, Nick Hedrick calls the asterisk, I guess.
It's no asterisk.
That is a
I
tainted
won.
Victory.
Asterisk's
anytime I'm
I
about to win, there's an asterisk. But I call him out on his own crap, and it's all of a sudden I'm just
we were tied. It's
yeah,
won.
We would have had to keep going for the tie.
Because that was your third strike, too.
Yeah, that
so
was,
I don't want to hear.
You already had your third strike.
Yeah, but you just got your third strike.
I'm
so
aware of
it,
that.
Why would it not go back? Because
then we
to
go
me.
To the coin flip.
I won.
As I've been led
you
to
you didn't
believe.
Get DeAndre Hopkins. I did.
But you had three strikes. In baseball, you can't hit a home run if you've had three strikes and you're at bat already.
2-0, Logan. Oh, this is great. I'm not shocked. I'm really not. This is, you know, this isn't midseason form for me. This is midseason form. This is late season form. And this is preseason form for me because all I do is win regardless of what season it is. Thank you, Malik, for the great questions. Really good job this week.
Oh, thanks.
Round of applause. And I'm really looking forward to what we have next week.
All right.
Thank you, Malik. Oh, it does suck without music. I really do. No, because we've already been talking about how there isn't music. So if we edit the music in, that it would just be weird.
We're just going to come off as weird.
Yeah.
We're going to act like we weren't listening into our own show. But now they can hear us planning on putting it in post-production. So maybe they'll understand.
All right, so Patrick moving on.
Mahomes. Unbelievable. I'm going to lose sleep tonight.
I can't believe it took me so long to think of DeAndre Hopkins. That's pretty crazy. But, it's, you know, same week, same result. You know, not that shocked for me. Moving on, though. So, the NFL started last night. Nick, did you have a chance to watch the game at all?
I watched the whole game. And I had really bad Super Bowl flashbacks. I don't mind a defensive battle, but in the first game of the season, you kind of want to get reminded of why, you know, you waited all summer and you're yearning all summer for the NFL to come back. And I was not really impressed with what I watched yesterday. And in the middle of the game, I have Mitch Trubisky as my backup quarterback on my one fantasy team. And in the middle of the game, I dropped him.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch the game. I missed it. I was working, but you know, I saw the final score 10-3. Mitch, from what I read, Mitch Trubisky again, midseason form for him, but pretty inconsistent. Missed a lot of throws and a lot of bad passes and lungs and stuff.
Allen Robinson got a lot of fantasy points for me though, so I wasn't too mad because that was the only guy he threw it to. But the interception with just under 2 minutes, I think it was, left when he threw to him in the back corner of the end zone in the double coverage when he threw that pick. I just don't understand why, when they had timeouts left and time on their side, really, why he would make that pass. But, you know, he's not my problem anymore. He's not on my fantasy team. But I'm very worried if I'm a Bears fan and you're holding Aaron Rodgers to 10 points, but you can't score more than three. I'm very worried about the Bears offense after watching that.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, my mind's elsewhere at the moment. you know, other than that, last night, you know, like you mentioned the fantasy. Both joined the same fantasy league last night. You want to go over your team? You feel confident about it at all?
I think we're all right. I think I have to see what happens week one, make a couple moves on the waiver wire. But I did not draft this team. This was auto-drafted for me, unfortunately, because I came in here to record my other podcast, and my bright self was trying to record on the wrong thing. So I was trying to fix that, and I realized the draft was already in, like, the fourth round by the time I figured it out. But, yeah, I don't mind this team. I don't. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
I have Cam Newton, Dalvin Cook, Kerryon Johnson. Then I have Robert Woods, Doyle, the tight end from the Colts, Chris Goodwin, the Patriots defense, Dallas's kicker. I have Kenyon Drake, Sterling Shepard on my bench. I also have Carson Wentz. I have Nyheim Hines, and then Daryl Henderson, Kyle Rudolph, and I picked up John Ross III yesterday.
Yeah, if my team was... this was 2 years ago, my team would be the best. Let me just pull up the app. It's not pulling up. Why is this audio taking so long? Not even audio. Why say audio? Why?
No, once in a while, the app will take like a couple minutes to even load everything, and I'm not really sure why. But
yeah, my team, if it was 2 years ago, my team would be the best. I went with a lot of... big hits potentially, but could also flop. Mainly because I'm not gonna lie, I didn't do much research this year. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I'm an expert. I didn't do
a lot
of research.
First.
Yeah. So, who knows what happens with my team? Nick, it's not pulling up. You want to read off my team because mine's not pulling up.
Yeah. Let me find you.
The Pickle Ricks.
Oh, we have two divisions too. I like that. I forgot about that. You have Tom Brady, Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, Brandon Cooks. Oh, you have Allen Robinson too. David Njoku, Philip Lindsay, the Broncos defense, Matt Prater, Melvin Gordon on the bench, Robbie Anderson, Rashad Penny, Jamison Crowder. Ooh, that's a text message. You don't want to open that. oops, now I'm off the thing. Okay, we're really professional here. Jamison Crowder, Jalen Richard, John Brown, and Golden Tate.
It went pretty went pretty risky. I mean, my running backs, you know, again, 2 years ago, that's the best running back core in the league. You know, Todd Gurley, though, coming off of injuries.
Right.
Le'Veon Bell hasn't played football in over a year. Melvin Gordon holding out for a new contract. So who knows? My team could either be the worst in the league or the best in the league. It'll be very interesting to see the headaches that I get this year.
There's a lot of question marks there.
A lot of question marks.
Last year when I drafted Le'Veon, I couldn't tell you how nervous I was. Because we it's like tradition in my Erie League from where I'm from. We always drafted together all through high school. So now we draft obnoxiously early before we all go back to college. So we draft like the first week of August, which I hate, but I understand it's tradition for all of us to get together. And because some of us have moved away as well. And so drafting early before you really know everything is kind of worrisome. And last year, taking Le'Veon Bell was probably one of the worst decisions of my life.
That's why we did this year, the day before the league started. Because, you know, imagine if we drafted real early and we had that information about Andrew Luck. What if somebody drafted Andrew Luck, for example, and then he retires mid-preseason? So, I mean, that's why I've always preferred drafting the day right before the league starts.
Right.
So, interesting to see how we both do this year. What are your expectations for the NFL, for the NFL season? Who's your Super Bowl pick?
I had the Saints and Chiefs the other day. I think Drew Brees, I think he deserves one more, but I know you have to go out and earn it. And I think the Saints' bad luck in the playoffs these last couple of years, I really think they should get it together. I mean, they have exceptional talent on that offense with Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara there. And then the Chiefs, I mean, I think they're at the point now to where if they're not the Super Bowl favorites, I don't know who would be your Super Bowl favorite then other than the Patriots from the AFC. I think the Chiefs right now are in their window where they have to win or get close to win, and they have to do it now. Because I think that team is Super Bowl caliber, and I think this is their window to win it.
I agree. I think the Chiefs and the Saints are definitely up there. They're definitely two. I think you can throw in the Patriots again. I think you can throw in the Steelers. I think I think the AFC is a little – it's tough. I mean, it's really tough this early. The Rams, obviously, are another team that could very well go into the Super Bowl. If I had to make a pick, I'm going to say the Saints make it from the NFC. The AFC is tough. I never want to count out the Patriots. I'm really liking the Steelers this year with their motivation and everything.
Right, right.
But, you know, the Chiefs are also the most talented team, I think, in the AFC. So it's... It can be any one of those three teams. If you ask me today, I don't know. I might say Chiefs. I might go the same one, but who knows what it'll be in a week? Who knows what it'll be in 2 weeks? It's tough. It's tough for me to pick one in the AFC. I think the Saints pull out of the NFC. I think the Rams make it to the NFC Championship game against them. I think the Packers improve this year. I think the Bears. I think Trubisky's up and down, so I think they actually win the NFC North.
It's a bold pick.
They won it last year,
right?
I mean, they lost a couple guys on defense. They lost their defensive coordinator, obviously. But, you know, I still think their defense is one of the best in the league.
Right now, yesterday, you see how they play against Aaron Rodgers and a Green Bay
only
10
points.
That's very talented, absolutely. My only concern with the Bears would be Trubisky because I think he has to prove something
this
year.
Which is a big, big concern warranted. His overall numbers last year weren't bad, but, you know, he's inconsistent. Half the games he had a quarterback rating below 80, and the other half he had it above 100. So he's very inconsistent. And, you know, that's with their defense, I think that can get them the division win. I think they can win the division. But I don't know how far it would actually get them into the playoffs.
Right.
So moving on to some other stuff, some more college football talk today. Pitt, did you watch the game?
I did not, no.
Oh, man.
I was watching Oregon and Auburn.
Yeah, so Pitt didn't look good.
I heard on social media was that Kenny Pickett needed, I don't know if to go would be the right phrase, but someone needed to light a fire under Kenny Pickett if he's going to want a starting job by the end of the season or something along those lines.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting issue. I don't know if you say interesting. I mean, it just seems like they can't develop a quarterback to save their life. And then they've had, you know, when Nate Peterman was with Pitt, he was good. When Tom Savage was with Pitt, he was a good quarterback. But neither one of those guys developed at Pitt. Those guys were both transfers. They had Max Brown come in last year who lost the job to, you know, Ben DiNucci and then eventually Pickett. So it's just, or I'm sorry, that was 2 years ago. That was 2 years ago that happened. But it just seems like they can't develop a quarterback. That's the one position that keeps eluding Pitt. And, of course, they've lost a lot in defensive line which was supposed to be a strength this year. Their top two players done for the year. It's going to be a long season, though. It's
right.
Penn State, you know, last week beat Idaho 70-7, and Pitt's obviously a lot better team than Idaho. But, you know, it's going to Penn State. I mean, that's going to be a very, very, very just lopsided matchup.
Right. And playing in Happy Valley is a tough matchup regardless, too. And then I think the caliber between the two teams this year might be pretty obvious, the difference.
And then West Virginia last week held on against James Madison, who had a great first quarter against West Virginia. West Virginia, though, ended up winning a little bit slightly, which was a little bit closer than I thought it was going to be. But James Madison, great team. Obviously, FCS, though, not Power 5 in the FBS. But, you know, you look at the three Power 5, if you want to call them local schools, West Virginia, Pitt, and Penn State, it's clear which one's the best.
Just a little.
It's pretty clear which one's the top. And I had a lot of questions, you know, going into the – they demolished them. They absolutely demolished them. So it's very interesting. Let's go back to – stay with the football. We go back to the NFL. This Antonio Brown saga continues. I believe he is – it sounds like he's going to end up playing on Monday.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up. I just went on Twitter to see if there was any new news about any sports-related things because we're kind of shooting off the cuff right now. And the last thing I just saw was Adam Schefter said that John Gruden told him Antonio Brown will play on Monday.
Yes, so Antonio Brown not getting suspended, playing on Monday, which means the Raiders can't void the $30 million guaranteed on his contract because that was a big – thing that a lot of GMs were thinking the Raiders' plan was is that he wouldn't play on Monday and then they would void his contract and cut him and then, you know, he'd find his way with the Patriots.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people yesterday seemed to think he would have been dealt and gone before, like, the clock struck midnight, which I don't know if I could blame the Raiders at this point because, I mean, think of all the headlines he made over this offseason. He's been with this team, what, three, four months probably? And just think of all the negative, you know, light he's put the Raiders in.
They got what they traded for. I mean, this isn't something that's new. This is something that, you know, he quit on his team in the last week. He didn't show up to practices. And you're supposed to be shocked that he skipped walkthroughs?
Right.
He didn't show up to practice in the last week for the season when the Steelers were trying to make the playoffs. It's nothing that really should be that surprising to anybody that has followed him throughout his career. I mean... Yes, you know, people like to blame Burfict for making him become like a head case. And, you know, maybe something did happen, but it's again, this was the trajectory that he's been on, you know, since he signed his first big contract,
right,
that this would end up happening. You know, he was drafted in the sixth round partly due to character concerns. This isn't anything that should really be that shocking to people that he is acting this way, that he made a big deal over a helmet. That he had his feet frostbitten because of a cryogenic accident. I mean, it's not that surprising to me. It's really not, you know. And look, I wish the guy the best. You know, I loved him when he was a Steeler. He's probably one of these, probably the best wide receiver in Steelers history. But you know, you go down and it's just these off the field concerns that shouldn't be that shocking to people.
Right. I found it funny that Vontaze Burfict was apparently one of the people holding him back from the Raiders general manager yesterday. I thought that was a very fun tidbit of information to
learn. Who could have not seen, you know, that team blowing up?
Yeah, you got a lot of head cases in one room over there.
Oh, jeez, man.
I would really like to know where they will be come week 17 in this season. I wish Hard Knocks would follow them around all year long because I feel like every week between Brown and Burfict, something's going to keep happening. And then you have John Gruden as the head coach, which is – he's going to draw attention as well no matter where he goes. So I'm really excited to see this Raiders team, and I would do just about anything for them to play the Steelers this year.
I agree. I agree. It's going to be they're probably going to be the most interesting team to watch.
I don't see how they couldn't be.
They're a reality show. They're what the Steelers were the last 3 years with Bell and Brown. The Raiders,
like,
are now the. It's great when your team's not the one. When you're the
right.
fan, the team that you're the fan of is not the
and
one
now,
that's the
Pittsburgh's
reality.
Pittsburgh's not that team this year, thankfully. So
no, they're the epilogue is the Raiders.
It's like. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but it's like someone made a It's like someone made a satire show about what a football team would be like. And it came to life, though, in the form of the Oakland Raiders.
Yes. Don't they have Richie Incognito on that team, too?
I think, yeah, they have him on that team,
too.
Oh,
man.
Sure.
Who assembles? What is Maycock thinking?
Like,
come on, man.
I don't know how you could be
comfortable. I mean, he is a TV guy, too. They're all TV guys. That's the problem. Is they're all TV guys. They're right. trying to, and they're going to Vegas. I mean, this is like, it's like you couldn't have written like a. It's like The Replacements in the NFL. Like you couldn't have written a more.
I forgot about that movie.
Just a hilarious situation than this. They're going to Vegas. They have a TV GM, a TV head coach, attention-seeking wide receiver, a dirty linebacker, a racist offensive lineman. a quarterback who's average at best, who has been a big disappointment since being drafted.
Right.
There's nothing. Like, this team is just so random.
Well, Marshawn Lynch is gone, at least.
Yes, Marshawn Lynch
is
gone.
If he was still there, that would have made it even better.
Well, he doesn't like the media attention, but you
know, I know,
he does
but
do a
still,
good job
just
of drawing
he's
it.
A personality. That's for
he
sure.
Oh, he's a personality.
He was on that team. I would probably go find season tickets somehow because I would want to watch that unfold right before my very eyes.
It's already 30 minutes in. It's completely different without the music, man.
I know. It's like really quiet, it feels like.
Anything else you want to talk about?
I don't know. The Pirates losing, what, 2-3 to the Marlins?
We have to talk about the Pirates.
No, I didn't think we should. I don't know what more there is to say.
Yeah,
I don't think they care, so I don't know
why
we
would. This
has not
been a great episode for us. We really apologize. Still preseason form. We'll be back next week, same time, hopefully with a rundown, hopefully with music that works, and hopefully with another quiz show win with me. Thank you all for joining us again with Sports with Carney featuring Nick Hedrick. We'll see you all next week.